Talks.
This is Money Talks with Dr. Gene. That's me. Hey, 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 Atlanta, this is Money Talks. It is such a beautiful, beautiful thing to be here today. This is Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio, and I'm feeling good today because I have with me here, you all, my research guys, crack research staff, headed, we got a Troy Harmon, senior research analyst.
What's going on, Teddy?
CFA. There we go. Don't want to leave that off. Mark Bendinelli, CFA, research analyst. And Nikki Antonucci, my young gunner.
That's right.
That's right. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Pretty good. We got a lot of listeners out there. This is Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. And I would, sit back, get you a cup of coffee. We got an all research show today. So we're going to get into a lot of things that we may not always get into for the whole show. But this show is going to, focus a lot on stocks and what's going on in the economy. So, should be an interesting show. And tune in and get a pad and pencil and take some notes. Guys.
Is there going to be homework?
It's going to be some homework.
Quiz yeah. Later.
Pop quiz afterwards.
And I'm Ted Parrish, by the way. So, guys, this week the markets have been pretty good. It looks like we are up quite handily, 1.5% through about 3:30 on Thursday, October the 4th, right? And it's led by financials. What's with that, guys? I mean, financials are doing pretty well year-to-date, but this week they're on fire. What's going on? I hear crickets.
Crickets.
What's going on?
Well, it's not just the financials. We've seen a lot of economic news, but, yeah, you're right. Financials have definitely led it so far this week. They're up about 3%. Just strong results. Basically, we're looking at possibly a bailout for Spain. Mm-hmm. Their prime minister said they may not take one, and who knows? It's that situation's definitely up in the air.
Right. But it's up to them, too, to call for whether or not they're going to accept that bailout, right?
Certainly, yep. So, but domestically, the manufacturing numbers that we saw on Monday were I'd say they're mixed. The sector remains weak, but
the ISM?
Yes, yeah. The ISM. It remains weak, but it was better than expected. It's a lot of – I mean, that's how economists talk. It's on one hand and then on the other hand.
Yeah. So we never really give a good explanation of the ISM, and not to just throw you guys under the bus, but it's the Institute of Supply Management.
Right.
It's a diffusion index, meaning they ask three questions or two questions. It's either good or bad. And if it's, it has to be above 50 to actually signal expansion, right?
Yeah, and this is actually the first reading since May that we've had a reading above 50 for the ISM manufacturing survey.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, the leading indicators were strong. The new orders were strong. Employment index in manufacturing was a lot better than expected. So all in all, it was better than expected. Yeah. But it's still not a great situation right now.
Gave us another reading as well. Later in the week, we saw the services index come out, and it was stronger. We'd expected that to decline, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Came out positive, still in expansionary mm-hmm. territory as well.
So at a time in the economic annual cycle, which should be pretty strong, the Christmas quarter, looks like we've got a surprise. So that may mean good things for the rest of the year. I don't know. Chain store sales snapshot. How'd that look?
Not too good. We saw it decline 0.3%. Traffic was a lot weaker at the discounters and the department stores.
Mm-hmm.
And the discounters have been some of the biggest beneficiaries of the recession as people begin to trade down to go to that Family Dollar, Dollar General, mm-hmm. or Dollar Tree and buy cans of soup or just...
There's been a lot of focus on the Fed, Federal Exchange, Federal Open Market Committee.
Right.
Their minutes were released this week. Any surprises there, guys?
No, I mean, it wasn't a unanimous decision to go with their open-ended easing policy,
mm-hmm.
though.
Yeah.
We did see that there was some dissent among the ranks, and that's really what we were looking for, is maybe any kind of clarity that they would have given us on details of their recent moves. But
basically, their announcement was just like the Fed minutes. It was all about jobs. Mm-hmm. They just want to create jobs, and they're going to keep this open-ended quantitative easing until we see further job growth. And right now, at 100,000 a month, it's just not enough to keep up with population growth as well as lower the unemployment rate markedly. So it's just Ben Bernanke's doing all he can. Who knows how many more bullets the guy's got.
Yeah.
This whole fascination with the Fed being able to just automatically pump up the economy, that's kind of the only measures they have to take, but it gets a little old.
Yeah. It's definitely a lagged effect too, but I on the jobs front, we did see a couple of other numbers that that were positive this mm-hmm. week. We've seen the ADP numbers come out, 162,000 jobs added. That number is not always the most reliable, mm-hmm. but we are seeing the jobless claims, the initial jobless claims fall as well. So
that's a good indicator that we might see a good number tomorrow when the BLS's employment data comes out. Right?
Exactly. The big one.
This is definitely a big one heading into the election in about 5 weeks.
So. I think we're looking at 125,000 jobs added,
Looking.
Which really is not huge. I think the statistic is it takes 120,000 just to keep up with population growth.
Mm-hmm.
So 125, let's just hope for a beat.
Yeah, you said the ADP number was 164, is that right?
It's 162,000, yeah.
I thought you guys were going to come on here and say that the market was up because of the debate last night. You guys didn't even mention the debate. If it was Bill Lako, he'd be all over the debate. By the way, Gene and Bill, I don't have any idea what they're doing today. Usually I know, but they just dumped it all on me, and I was glad because now I get a chance to talk and hear, some opinions.
There you go.
With my guys from research. So the debate, guys.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, it's basically what everybody's saying right now. Romney had better control of the facts. At times, President Obama looked somewhat disinterested mm-hmm. in even talking to him. And I was watching it and kind of getting annoyed how he kept bringing up this $5 trillion in tax cuts and $2 trillion in additional military spending. And he keeps bringing it back up, and Romney keeps refuting it and saying,
going through the numbers.
Yeah, this is not how it is. And I don't know, but Romney had better control of the facts, I thought, on healthcare, economy, basically how to get the economy growing again. It's small businesses and just doing anything they can to get small businesses hiring, because they employ, half of the nation, small businesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I was most impressed with Romney's final statement, and that was concerning whether or not he could work with Congress. As all of us know, last year we had the big debate about the budget that set forth this fiscal cliff that we looked like we're facing in January. And ultimately, it seems to me the most reasonable choice, if you want to avoid that, mm-hmm. is to get the two sides, the Democrats and Republicans, able to work, or get a president who's more in line with Congress, because it looks as if Congress is not really in question, at least the House of Representatives. So when Romney started talking about, in his final statement, how he had been able to work even with the politicians in Massachusetts mm-hmm. when he was elected governor that were 86% Democrat, and he was able to get a lot done there.
I thought that was
very
effective as well. And in my opinion, I think that it was a total blowout for Romney. I tend to try to take a more even keel approach more than most. But it was clear.
And that seems to be the thought across the board, no matter what side you talk to. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's doubt that that Romney was kind of victorious last night.
Which was kind of expected. I just didn't think it was going to be that lopsided.
Yeah.
It was very lopsided.
I guess the bigger tie-in to us is, what does that mean for financial markets? Either direction.
Yeah.
But,
I don't think it means a whole lot right now. But, you know, as the election draws near, there's a couple more debates. We got the wild and wacky Joe Biden coming up next. We don't know where that's going to go.
If he buried it, all right. It's probably going to be more entertaining, I would have to bet.
Yep. So, you know, that's a good first segment. Guys, Nick, where you been, buddy?
I'm
on
here, man.
On the other side of the break, I want some loud, obnoxious, good thoughts.
You got it.
I'm kind of contradicting
myself
there.
Obnoxious and good.
Yeah, this is Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.